President Biden reached out to and elbow bumped with former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords at the White House Rose Garden today, a moment to mark a new push to curb gun violence. In 2011, Giffords was shot in the head outside of Tucson. 18 others were also shot. 6 died. In the years since, Giffords has become a fierce advocate for ending gun violence and is on her own quest to live a rich life and rewire her brain. Jeffrey Brown shows how her grit brings joy as music and science open new doors. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
A recent lesson on the French horn. It's known as a difficult instrument to play and master, and for this amateur musician, it represents a kind of miracle.
Applause, applause.
When did you start playing the French horn?
I was 13 years old.
And why did you choose the French horn?
It's so difficult. I love the challenge. The music filled me up inside.
10 years ago, Gabrielle Gabby Giffords was shot at close range while meeting with constituents outside a supermarket. The bullet entered near her left eye and passed through the left side of her brain before exiting at the back of her skull. She survived and was transferred to the Institute for Rehabilitation and Research, called TEER for short, at Memorial Hermann Medical Center in Houston. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Gerard Francisco oversaw her care.
The important thing to remember is that the impairments that will result from a traumatic brain injury from a gunshot wound to the head is a function of the location that has been damaged.
In Gabby Giffords' case, that was the left side of her brain, which controls language and speech ability.
From Arizona.
In addition to paralysis, she suffered an impairment called aphasia, also seen in many stroke victims.
Aphasia is a very complex disorder of speech and language.
Good try, Gabby.
Characteristically, Giffords herself is much more blunt.
Aphasia really sucks. The words are there in my brain. I just can't get them out. I love to talk. I'm Gabby.
Fun-loving, quick-witted, smart as they come. She understands everything, but the words themselves don't come.
Let's go.
The neural connectors that translate thoughts and ideas into speech and language were damaged. And that's meant a decade of near constant therapy and exercises to retrain her body and brain. Her partner throughout, her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, the newly elected U.S. Senator from Arizona. She's made remarkable strides, but enormous challenges remain.
We've spent a lot of time trying to build the things she wants to say into things that are more fluent and easy for her to achieve. And it takes a lot of work.
Lend me her mittens.
Fabi Hirsch-Cruz, a speech pathologist and expert on aphasia, has worked with Giffords since the shooting. To get a sense of just how difficult speaking is, consider our short interview. We were asked to provide questions well ahead of time, not standard journalistic practice, then to pose them in a precise order.
We worked for several weeks preparing the questions and the responses so that Gabby was able to express herself as best she could. Her ability to take information in is very strong. She has her difficulties with aphasia, her strengths and her struggles.
Amazing grace.
One thing that helps Giffords, her love of singing and music. Last August, she gave a rousing speech titled Summoning Hope at the Democratic National Convention. Just 90 seconds long, Hirsch-Cruz says it took months of preparation. And she sketched in musical and other notation on the script to help Giffords with the delivery.
We are at a crossroads.
One line in particular gave Giffords trouble.
I put one foot in front of the other, which was a really difficult line to master. And I just remembered hearing that in a song when I was younger. And so I found lyrics and music, and we just incorporated that into our sessions. And she used the music to help her get to the words.
I put one foot in front of the other. I found one word, and then I found another.
Giffords also played America on the French horn. She picked up the instrument again after the shooting and incorporated it into her regular regime of therapy and rebuilding.
How often do you practice nowadays?
5 days a week.
5 days, a lot.
A lot.
Did you have to relearn to play?
Not really. It's all still there in my brain. Reading the music is hard.
Second finger.
And not just reading music, but even learning to hold the instrument again and get the fingerings right. But play she does.
At parties, she loves to play. She's played for a recital, and she never gets nervous like everyone else does.
Carolyn Sturm, a retired professional French horn player and teacher, now living in Tucson, heard about Gifford's love of the instrument and volunteered to work with her.
Most of the progress has been reading the music, but it's just been incredibly slow. She has a beautiful sound, but it's the technical side of things and the logistics, all of that.
Without you.
Music may be doing even more than offering pleasure and stimulation for Gifford's motor functions. Early on, during her time at the Tier Rehabilitation Center in Houston, her caregivers used what's called neurologic music therapy.
We also use neurologic music therapy because we are firm believers that the language center is connected to other parts of the brain that can help recover not only speech, it can also help recover cognition and movement as well.
The music function, the ability to understand pitch, intonation, rhythm, and the words in a song, is spread through various parts of the brain.
Is the idea of the therapy in general to somehow reconnect all these connectors that have been broken?
Our premise is that neurologic music therapy works because it can help induce brain plasticity.
Keep going, keep going.
Or very simply, the healing of the different connections between brain cells.
Just how it works, he says, remains unclear. The therapy and research, though around for decades, are still in early stages.
It's one of the most popular therapies that we have here. Sometimes I will hear a boom, boom, boom. I used to be concerned what that is.
Pretty good.
In 2015, Giffords visited the hospital and offered Dr. Francisco and other caregivers emotional proof of her progress.
Americans are counting on you.
In addition to her personal therapy, Gabby Giffords continues her longtime political and legal advocacy to stop gun violence.
He had left the gun, a tactical vest.
Through her work at the national nonprofit, Giffords.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Background checks. Now.
What do you tell yourself when things are difficult?
Move ahead.
And keep playing. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
Just wonderful. I am speechless. Thank you. And thank you, Gabby Giffords.